superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show, live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
But when it all comes down to it, you gotta wonder, is it going to be a moment?
Rich Eisen.
Where Tyreek's like, yeah, I'm open, and Pat would have known that. And then he'll go back to the huddle and think about the zeros in his account.
Earlier on the show, from Westwood One Sports, PJ Carlissimo, Pro Football Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, Jaguars wide receiver Christian Kirk, still to come, Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph, and now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Our final hour of a very busy week here in sports, entertainment, so on and so forth. We're here on the program in Los Angeles, California, here on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM, Channel 85, this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate, smart enough to have us. Everyone listening on Odyssey, our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We say hello to all of you, and I say hello to my in-studio guest to kick off hour number three. Never met you, sir, but yeah. A pleasure to have you here in person for the first time. Quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason Rudolph. Good to see you here on the program.
Appreciate
How are you?
Thanks, Rich. Thanks for having
Good
me
Good to
on.
See you here, man. Yeah, you too. So what's going on in your world? What do you
Not
got?
Much.
Do you live out here?
In the offseason, I'll spend some time out here training down in Newport Beach. And, okay. You know, there's not a bad place to be this time of year.
At all.
Back and forth from Pitt. So, yeah, trying to get better, trying to fine-tune some things.
Okay.
Fundamental-wise.
All right.
Yeah.
How do you do that in the middle of March? Like, what do you do?
Throwing. Just working on, you know, things like arm slot, throwing on the run, nuanced things.
Okay.
I think you don't have a lot of time during the season to always – work on the fundamentals, your game plan, and then you're watching film. And so I like this time of year to kind of, you know, pay more attention to those things.
How much better would you be if you get every rep?
Every rep?
Every rep.
I think experience is the biggest teacher, right? So I got a lot of practice reps this year, actually. I mean, Ben, right. he sometimes would practice half Thursday, you know, Friday sometimes. Okay. So I'd have the Wednesday, Thursday reps to, you know, keep myself sharp.
Right.
In case, you know, I needed to be sharp.
So. Well, I feel like I might have just put you on the spot a little bit, right? That's fine.
Put me on the spot.
No, it's okay. No, yeah. It's all right. It's all right because, you know, I don't want to, you know, have you come across as saying that you deserved more reps or anything like
oh,
that.
Oh, no. You just asked me, so I said reps are great.
Reps are great.
Who wouldn't want reps?
Okay.
Yeah.
I will take the reps.
No doubt.
I would be much better doing reps. Like, we had Trey Lance on the week of the Super Bowl, okay? And he's just like, yeah, if I had more reps, I'd be better.
Yeah.
And people are saying he might not be that guy. Yeah. So what do you think your status is for the Steelers as you and I are sitting here right now, Mason?
My status is you know, finally having the ability to compete to be the starting quarterback. So I'm excited about that. You know, I think there's a lot to be excited about the pieces around us. You know, we've added some – bolstered the O-line.
Okay.
Got a couple of great young receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a young running back who's a workhorse. So a lot to be excited about.
What's your relationship with Tomlin like?
He's had my back, you know, for a long time. And we have a lot of informal conversations that are fun. He's a master of psychology.
What do you mean?
He's got relationships. We've all been on teams where coaches are CEOs and they kind of hang back in the shadows. And does a great job of connecting. To me, he's asking you, hey, how's your brother doing? You know, Mason in Hollywood, how's his acting? So he's just master of psychology, as I said. And and very personal with his players.
Okay. So he kind of messes with your head a little bit? As
you're No. Well, we both give each other crap.
Well, how do you give Mike Tomlin crap?
He'll talk about on those days where I would get the reps, Wednesday, okay. Thursday. Yeah. Let's go, Rudolph. This is your day. You know, this is Ben will always wear a ball cap mm-hmm. at practice, mm-hmm. and he'll go through individual period with just a hat on instead okay. of the helmet. Mm-hmm. And so that's just what we did. We all started wearing ball caps. When I got here, mm-hmm. older guys, quarterbacks, so I'll mess with them, put the ball cap on just for a little bit, mm-hmm. but I'll put the helmet on quickly, and he'll say, "Oh, you got your ball cap on today, Rudolph. You mm-hmm. think it's your day?" Mm-hmm. So
that's your way of messing.
Yeah, we've got a great relationship.
Okay, that's cool. So your brother's an actor? I didn't know.
Yes, he played college football at Clemson actually, and has been out here in Hollywood for about a year now.
What's he doing?
He did a movie with Lifetime. He did a Lifetime movie about 6 months ago this fall. And
he did a Lifetime movie.
Nice. He did.
Can you IMDb his?
Sure.
What's your brother's name?
Logan Rudolph.
Logan.
Yeah.
Rudolph.
Yeah.
See, give me his, because I've played various roles myself.
Okay.
Yeah. As male reporter in a CSI Miami. Okay.
Great headshot.
What'd you say?
He's got a great headshot.
I mean,
With Killer Rivalry, was that the name
of
it?
Yeah, that's the one.
There you go. It's in post-production. It hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
It sounds like a Lifetime movie.
Like a Lifetime movie,
like somebody's, that they're going at each other. Yeah. And
you want the description here?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Give me the
Charlie and Annika are volleyball rivals from opposing teams.
Volleyball. So it's a killer as a shot.
Yeah, there you go.
Not like
every year, the two teams pull pranks on each other, but things start to get out of hand when Annika's volleyball partner is found dead.
Oh no! Is that Logan?
I think he gets set up for the murder.
Is he? Oh, I see. Yeah. But he's not like out framed. By page five.
He gets framed.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
No,
he's not the one who goes.
He's not the murderer. No.
No, he's not the victim. I'm saying
he's not the victim.
Because we can't have him.
No, he stays alive.
Okay,
he stays alive.
We can't have him out in 5 minutes.
No, we can't. It wouldn't be good.
This is great.
Yeah?
This is great.
All right. We'll take a look at that. Fantastic. Yeah. See, now we're promoting your brother here on the program.
Appreciate it.
Okay. You
got checks in the mail.
You got it.
Makes us like more about me, Rich.
No, it's okay. It's all good. So, all right. We play a game here called Start, Bench, Cut, Mason.
Yeah.
Okay. Where we give you three options.
Okay.
You have to start one, you have to bench one, you have to cut one.
All right.
Okay. It's sort of like that, you know what, marry, kill
yes.
game. Okay, you pretty much got that.
Familiar.
You're familiar with that from your old Oklahoma State days and things
I
like
am,
that?
I am.
Okay, very good. All right, here we go. Mike, do you have the ability to play this? Because I want to show Mason.
Yes.
We, like the Lifetime movie, his brother was going to have killer production value. Okay, go ahead and hit it.
Right. It's time to start
now.
Bench.
Just sit down and be quiet.
Or cut.
Okay, okay, here we go. Mason Rudolph, first up, best football hair.
Okay,
best football hair. Here we go. Start, bench, cut. I give you three.
Probably okay.
Mike Gundy, yeah. Troy Polamalu, Kevin Green.
Yeah.
Steeler legend. Two Steeler Hall of Fame legends. And then, of course, the man who is no longer 40. What is he, 50-something?
He's
now?
In his 50s.
Okay,
now.
Mike Gundy, your former college coach, now the mullet.
Well, Mike Gundy never had a Head and Shoulders commercial.
Okay.
So I got to go Troy.
So you're going to start him.
Start Troy.
Who do you bench?
I mean, Mike Gundy's a great friend of mine and lifelong uh-huh. friend and mentor. So
yes,
but I'm probably going to get in trouble with the Steeler community.
You have to go home. Yes.
Yeah. I'd say we'll bench Mike.
Okay.
And we'll cut KG.
Oh my gosh! You can't even cut his own coach. So Gundy, you and Gundy are still tight.
We are. Yeah.
How often do you guys talk?
You know, he's very busy during the season. We'll check in with each other, you know, every once every couple weeks.
Okay.
So, he's had a. Anytime you have a coach who was the alma mater, you know, played at his alma mater and played quarterback,
sure.
I think it was very valuable for me.
Where does his mullet come from? Where did
his mullet come from?
Where did it come from?
You know, one day he came into practice and had it and kept working it. Kept rocking it.
Did you never say anything to him?
I did. I liked it. I mean, my nickname for him is Big Daddy.
Okay.
So I'd say, Big Daddy, I think it's time maybe we get a little trim.
Yes.
At some point. It's getting out of hand.
And
he listened. I mean, he eventually cut. He trimmed it. I think he had it my senior year only.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But either 1 or 2 years. But he trimmed it eventually was after I left, but he trimmed it.
All right. Yeah. All right. Next one. Here's another one for Mason Rudolph. Start, bench, cut. Best Pittsburgh cuisine. Pepe's number 7, which is the Rothless Burger.
Yeah.
Primanti's steak sandwich or Allegheny's sandwich shop roast beef. What do you got for me?
Yeah, I got to go.
Start, bench, cut.
Start Primanti's. That's a Pittsburgh staple.
Of course.
Love it. Big time favorite.
Okay.
Pepe's rather.
Yeah.
We'll bench and then we'll cut Allegheny.
You're going to cut. Okay. You're going to bench the Rothless Burger? Have you ever had the Roethlisberger?
I have not had it, but I've been to Pepe's.
Okay.
It's great.
Okay.
So I need to have the Roethlisberger at some point.
Do you really, or are you just saying that?
No, I'm just saying that. No,
Has Ben ever, do you know if Ben, has Ben ever had a Roethlisberger?
I'm sure he has. I don't know that for a fact, but okay. Wouldn't you have a sandwich if it was named after you?
You know what? I would not if it was not what I'd like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they'd have to
You want input on what the sandwich is.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
What would the Eisen sandwich be?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, what would they?
What would be the Eisen sandwich? It would have to be some sort of an Italian concoction. Ooh, it would have to have some red sauce.
Meatball.
It would have to have, have to have meatballs, a chicken parm with maybe some meatballs on top.
Ooh,
like a big
it,
old.
You're thinking.
Yeah, a beef chicken situation. Yeah, of course, breaded with the bread. So it's multi-breaded.
Multi-layers of the bread.
A lot of gluten. A lot of gluten.
Oh, I mean, look at me.
A lot of inflammation.
Please.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm too inflamed.
What's the Rudolph?
What would be the Rudolph?
Should we get something on the menu at Primanti's?
Yeah, let's do this. Roethlisberger's gone.
Yeah, he's out.
Rudolph's in.
His walking boot has left town. And now it's the Rudolph sandwich time. Let's go.
What do we got?
You know, I'd say probably...
Come on.
Probably a cheesesteak. I'm not going to say Philly cheesesteak.
You can't.
You can't. So a cheesesteak. A Pittsburgh cheesesteak.
What does that sound like? So what is it? Like a beef? Is it beef?
Yeah, shredded beef.
Okay.
Some peppers and some onions.
Okay.
Maybe some tomatoes.
Okay.
Ooh. So we'll throw a little health in there.
Okay.
With the meat. And we'll throw some red sauce in there,
okay.
too.
Yeah, okay, what do we call it? A Mason burger or what is it? A Rudolph burger?
The Rudolph.
It's the Pittsburgh cheesesteak.
Okay, Pittsburgh cheesesteak. All right.
Let's get
Send it on.
Let's
Send it on. All right, we got one last one here. This is a good one.
Rich
Start
is proud
bench
of this
cut.
One. Mason, heads up.
Stop.
Rich is
stop,
proud of this
stop.
One.
No, I'm not proud of it. I'm actually, here we go. Favorite crown. Start, bench, cut. Crown Jewels of England. Crown Royal Whiskey or the crown of your own helmet, Mason Rudolph? Do you start, bench, or cut one?
Well, you know what I'm cutting. I'd say we're starting crown. Starting crown royal.
Crown royal is a start.
Start, okay. And we're benching jewels. And we are cutting the helmet, as we previously said. Yes. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, that was good. You even approved that one?
Give it the cap. Yeah.
Just wanted to throw that one out there. Great start, bench, cut.
That was excellent.
Very good. All right, so now you came out of the green room and you heard my conversation with Christian Kirk in hour number 2 about Instagram.
Aesthetics.
Because he was saying that he's all about the aesthetics of his Instagram. I don't understand
what buzzword, right?
Well, because my son uses it all the time. He said, that's so aesthetic. This is aesthetic and what have you. What is it? I don't understand.
Do you gave a good definition, just pleasing to the eye.
Okay.
Anything that may be pleasing to the eye.
But it's my photographs. I mean, like, how does one,
I think you're pleasing to the eye. I checked out your profile.
Bless you, sir.
You had some GQ material in there.
Do I?
You had some suit pictures that you were,
Yeah, I did.
You look sharp.
Okay, thank you.
That's why I asked you what designer you wear. I
said, okay, thank you.
So you look like a Tom Ford guy.
No, I'm actually, now that you've asked, Brunello Cucinelli.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What about you? I see your Instagram because I knew that you were going to be busting my balls about mine.
Yeah.
So I looked at yours and you've got, it's a lot of you coming off of the plane.
Goodwill.
Bag, and what is it?
Goodwill.
What does that mean? What do you mean?
Like the Goodwill store where you go and you buy old stuff.
Oh, no.
Army.
You look. No, you look.
It took you a minute.
No, sir. You look outfitted.
Oh, Rich, you're too kind. I'd say.
I mean, this one. If you just want to go to Mason's page, it's Rudolph 2 Mason. The fifth one down. You look like James Bond. Like, I'm not gonna lie. The black suit and the white shirt. What bag is that? Is that a Gucci or a Louis, Louis bag you got?
I'd say Louis bag, and then I usually – I have some suit. The suit's Zegna. I try to stay in the Zegna.
Oh, your Zegna. Oh, yeah. Look at that, man.
My man's looking sharp.
Oh. Golly.
Yeah. And
let's,
you know,
let's get rid of that. Let's pull up a rich. Let's pull up one of those rich.
No. You're in the seat right now.
The scarf game was on point.
It's a nice flex that you're not also going through security there. That looks like a nice FBO out there.
That's how you travel, I'm sure. straight on the PJ.
Yeah.
You step off the thing and right into the Suburban.
That's me.
His feet never touch the ground.
That's me. That's me. No, I don't do play by play. I'm a studio host. Different whole way of traveling now in the NFL. Yeah. But no, very nice. So Zegna, okay. Let's get and what do you got on today? What are you wearing today? What do you got today? Looking put together.
Thank you. You're
welcome.
Yeah, some Zegna items and some jeans.
Okay.
You know, nothing too crazy.
I love it.
I didn't want to. I wanted to be relatively casual for you today.
You can feel the heat from the cheeks over here. Like, he's very uncomfortable talking about this.
You can feel the heat from the cheeks.
It's tough to stay humble when you're stunting on the Rich Eisen show, right?
No, Mason, the more you mention them, that's the more packages that come to the crib in a few days,
there you go. Some free pub, you know.
And by the way, was it Lamont Restaurant? Is that the one we
Altius.
Were thinking?
It was Altius.
Altius, okay.
I just remember it, yeah.
What are we talking about here?
A restaurant.
My man's from Pittsburgh, and we were talking about a restaurant earlier, and Altius.
Altius.
Great spot.
Well, he's...
Oh, here he goes, Mason. Here he goes.
No, he's not... I mean, he's from Altoona. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, he told me Pittsburgh. Right?
Well, yeah. I was born and raised in Altoona. I grew up in Pittsburgh, as I like to say, and then I moved to L.A.
What does that mean, as you like to say?
Well, like I've said it before.
Okay.
Like,
you know. So he says he's from the East Coast. Do you consider Pittsburgh an East Coast town?
It's from the East.
Spoken like a guy from South Carolina who went to the heartland of this country before starring in Pittsburgh, P.A.
It's East Coast, Mason.
Here we go.
It's East Coast time zone. Eastern time zone.
Correct.
So that's all the same.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right. So I don't know what we've accomplished with my Instagram account other than the fact that I need to be more aesthetic. I don't know what that means.
Apparently so.
It's my life. If it's not aesthetic, okay.
You only get one of them.
Okay.
Also, Mason, be honest. You. Nobody is taking down any of your Oklahoma State records for a long time, right?
Oh, I don't know. The kid there that's... Spencer's—he's done a good job, so he I think he's got another year. So he may be—you know—I don't know. We'll see. But
you've doubled him up in passing yards. I mean, don't be humble here, bro. Like 13,600 career yards. You're 4,400 clear of Brandon Whedon and 92 career touchdowns.
Whedon had the 2 years because he played baseball.
Yeah, that's right.
So then
he's also he was 35 when he graduated, right?
He's 28.
He was 62 in the ARP card when he graduated.
Yeah.
I think. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed the experience.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Very
much.
Good. Good luck to you and your competing in Latrobe, right?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Is that what they've told you? You're competing for this job?
Yes, that's what they've told me, and that's the way I'm going to approach it.
Attaboy.
That's what's up.
Okay. Thanks, Mason Rudolph. Congratulations on everything going on, and you being as aesthetic as you are in person as you are on your Instagram.
You are the epitome of
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate that. That is Mason Rudolph here on The Rich Eisen Show. Okay, we're back with more on this program in a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Okay, so our guests are done for the day. And during that second hour, Deshaun Watson was introduced as the new quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And while I was interviewing Deion Sanders and interviewing Christian Kirk in hour number two of this program, I kept looking up and I kept seeing the video on the screen, the live shot on the multiple networks covering it, my own and my former one, NFL Network and ESPN. And it looked like a funeral. It didn't look like anything of like, we're introducing the biggest acquisition in the history of the team.
It did not
look
like
it didn't
that.
Look like we're introducing the highest paid player in the history of the game.
It's not a happy moment.
We aren't introducing the newest member of the community that you're going to love to meet. Yeah. It didn't look anything like that. It looked like a funeral. And part of that has to be because Deshaun Watson hasn't said a word publicly. Like, you forgot what his voice sounded like. A lot of that may be, you know, forced by his lawyer to don't say anything. But it's also, you know, hey, the situation that you have created, that has been created around you, but you also let the void be filled by the one question that I keep coming back to. And I'm somebody who is all team Deshaun Watson. From the minute he started playing at Clemson, to the minute I got to interview him, to the minute I first met him, to the minute I started watching him do what he did when he showed up in Houston and gave his first paycheck to the people who were ravaged by the hurricane that damn near blew the town down, and flooded them out, to everything that he did in every single way that he conducted himself, and absolutely on team Deshaun Watson when he said, I don't want to play for the Houston Texans anymore because I don't like the way things are done around here. And then all holy heck broke loose with all of the civil suits that were slapped on him and all of the questions about his criminal liability that have been out there all the way up until last week and this week when two different grand juries, two different entities had an opportunity to leave him criminally charged and both declined to do so. And with all of this, there's always been one question that has remained for me that I said earlier in the week I hoped would be asked at his press conference, and apparently it was. Why so many masseuses? Why? Because it goes to a lot of whether these civil cases are viable. Why? What's up with that? I know so many athletes. They, you know, when somebody touches their body, it's, you know, a temple. Like, you gotta know their body. You've gotta know them. They have to know you. Like, this is the way it works. And when you find somebody who works on you and gets it right, you don't leave them for life. Like, that's your guy or your gal. Like, that's your person. What's up with all of those masseuses? Apparently that was asked of him, and here's the I have not heard the answer. I've read it. I look forward to hearing it.
I'm gonna go back to 40 massage people. So if Why not just find one you really like and stick with that person? 40 just seems like so many.
Well, I never, as far as a team, and then when I say team, not saying the Cleveland Browns, but my agency and things like that, 40 is just over the time. It's not in one period of time. I've been in Houston for 5 years, so you go to different people, and that's just how, like I said before, I can't get too far into the details, but you know, as businesses work and you move and meet different people and people have different schedules and blocks, you kind of meet people over time.
No.
Yeah, that's not a satisfactory answer. It's just, and again, it sounds like somebody who is trying to avoid giving you the straight answer. I got to be honest with you. And I'm rooting for this guy to be the guy who I thought he was or could believe again he is and wants us to believe he's always been. Saying that he's not going to seek, he hasn't sought any counseling or anything like that. He's not going to settle any of these lawsuits at all because he wants them discussed. And all I'm saying to the Browns is, I guess you're going to have a guy who's going to go through all of this with you. He's your starting quarterback and all of this guaranteed money going to him. And this will continue to still linger out there as an open-ended question in a civil case. And he's going to be, what, giving depositions during Pittsburgh week and during Bengals week and things like that? You know, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I also think
other than the
Rich
fact that, that answer doesn't answer, like you meet people, you go around and it's just like, right, so you try one, you get another, then you get another, and then suddenly there's 37 more. And that gives all of us, you know, to Watson's camp, it gives a lot of people pause of, well, sure, some of those who are suing him may be in it for the money and some of them may be in it for the fame, but some of them may be in it because they're telling the truth. That's what's lingering out there. That's what needs to be addressed. Albeit not for the Cleveland Browns. And, you know, once this gets to be playing time and he's out there, we in the media will absolutely be talking about Deshaun Watson, the quarterback, and what's it mean for the Browns. And if this does, folks, I'm telling you, and Watson's well-intentioned, you know, agents and you know, inner circle and family members who love him, and be ready for it. Because if this does reach the ultimate for the Browns, which is what they're hoping for with $230 million guaranteed dollars for an insanely talented quarterback, Super Bowl week, when he's there, get ready. Get ready. It's going to be brought up again as long as it still is an open case. And even when Roethlisberger stepped away and retired, part of the conversation about his legacy is what happened with him in his career off the field, allegedly. When he retired, walking down the hallway with his beautiful family, people were even thinking about that.
I think, too, with that answer specifically, Rich, and as you mentioned earlier, we haven't heard him speak in well over a year. He had this long amount of time to figure out that his team had to have known this question was coming or he was going to have to answer a question similar to this, and that was the response?
Right.
Just jumbled words and totally unconvincing and unsatisfactory.
Well, again, unless, you know, there's really no answer for it, which is what the impression is. Hey, man, that's a, and that's why I guess you're looking up and seeing a funeral. I mean, that right there, that exchange to me boils it all down. I didn't even hear or see the rest of it. I don't know if we have any other. Okay, let's hear what's the again. We're on the fly here. This is the addressing the allegations. Okay, let's hear.
I understand the whole circumstances is very difficult, especially for the women's side of the fans in this community. I'm not naive to that. I know these allegations is very, very serious. But like I've mentioned before, I've never assaulted any woman. I never disrespected any woman. I was raised by a single parent mom who has two aunties who's her sister. And that's who raised me. I was raised to be genuine and respect everyone and everything around me. So I've always defended that, and I will continue to stand on that. And I just want the opportunity to be able to show who I really am in the community and be hands-on and help people and serve other people.
Well, he's going to get that opportunity because the Browns are giving it to him. So we will see that. And that's part of who he's been. I mean, that, you know,
that struck me as a more genuine.
I know that's the guy I fell in love with the minute he came off the campus of Clemson. But again, you know, to say he never disrespected anybody, that's why I keep going back to the number. And, you know, the answer to that could be, well, from their camp, I imagine, well, it's a litigious lawyer who's trying to make a name, trying to make a buck on my name, and everyone's a liar. And he does have on his, you know, side of the ledger, two opportunities had by authorities to charge him criminally, and neither did it. So, it happened. Again, I always thought, call me naive, he would have to do this first in order for NFL teams to come in his direction and then just acquire him on the contract he already had. But I guess shame on me, because what ended up happening is once the original first criminal grand jury, the first grand jury that was criminally investigating him declined to advance, well, all the teams were all in, or four teams were all in. And then not only did he wind up signing a contract before having to explain what this is all about from his perspective, he gets the most lucrative, guaranteed lucrative, unprecedented contract in the history of the NFL during National Women's Month in the United States of America and the NFL. So now I guess we find out what the Haslams have to say later, since they are the ones who are bestowing him with this opportunity and this contract. And I will definitely this fall be all in and talking about the Cleveland Browns and their opportunities in the AFC North and the football aspect of this. And the first game that Deshaun Watson plays will be must-see television. And I, you know, don't know when that will be, because even the Browns and his representatives got together and financially structured this knowing that a suspension was coming. So the finances are back-ended, it appears. Cap numbers are back-ended more. So they're all fully expecting him not to have all 16 games or 17. I knew I'd be doing that under his belt this fall. And we'll be talking about it. But I will always be wondering about why so many masseuses. We might learn more if he's not settling any of these cases. And I'm one of the biggest advocates of him that I know of, because of how he came into this league, how he conducted himself in this league up until this was known, and what he came into this league with, and who he was when I met him and came across as. And I'm going to be thinking about it for a long time. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. My gosh, lots to react to. Okay, let's take a break, right? And come back. You want to finish up with your grab bag?
Let's do it.
TJ?
Yeah.
He's been staying ready.
I know that.
Stay ready.
I know that. Very good. And Tyreek Hill has spoken as well, so we'll talk about that.
Tyreek.
Okay. You know, and Jets fans, you'll feel better after the soundbite I play for you.
Maybe not.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio, we're talking about old mall things. Spencer's Gifts, you know what that was?
That was
like the gateway drug to Hammacher Schlemmer.
I don't know what that is.
Oh.
Yes.
Hammacher Schlemmer. Hammacher Schlemmer is like, you know.
But Spencer Gifts, I think it's no longer exists topic, anymore. Right?
Huh? Essentially.
You might be right.
Essentially, Spencer's turned into Hot Topic.
That's like the 80s, about 20 years 90s, ago. 90s version. Yeah. I meant 90s.
That was exactly the same type of aesthetic, Rich.
Thank you.
Spencer's and Hot.
Good use of aesthetic. King.
TJ, you brought me back.
Good use of aesthetic.
Let's go dance.
Chess King was, bro, when you were lucky enough to get a little something out of Chess King from the Logan Valley Mall in Altoona, you couldn't tell me nothing when I strolled in the Keith
Jr. Cavaricci's were the ones that were like baggy.
Yeah.
You couldn't get them at the Chess King in the Livingston Mall. You'd have to order them because they'd be sold out, Rich. Like, oh my God.
All right, let me take back control to let everyone know about the Odyssey White Hot Butter that I keep talking about because we love it so much here on the program. The White Hot Tri-K, the Tri-Hot 5K Putter. It's got the legendary White Hot insert in it. And what it is it's a classic blade, but it's got a forgiveness of a mallet. And it's just showing you the type of game-changing innovations that Odyssey just keeps working on. They've got the legendary White Hot insert, but they keep coming up with a different way for you to make sure you drain your putt when you do it for dough. And those who do it for dough on the major tours, PGA, LPGA, and Champions Tours, that's why it's the number one putter on every major tour in 2021, is not just because of the innovations, but the consistent performance that everybody gets from it. So you should check out this line of putters. I use them. You should too. Best players in the world rely on Odyssey putters when it matters most for a reason. Find out why Odyssey is the number one putter on tour at odysseygolf.com. Okay. You ready, TJ Jefferson?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's have a nice palate cleanser before we go out the door here on the Rich Eisen Show. TJ's top five, a.k.a. Big Ass Grab Bag. The floor is yours, sir.
Okay. Well, like we do at this time, kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? TJ here. Listen, famed 20th century poets Peaches and Herb once said, reunited and it feels so good. Reunited because we understood. And I'm bringing this up because the last couple weeks, we've seen some reunions happen that, like, for my soul, make my soul feel good, right? The people who you thought could never get back together have come together, and it's just such a beautiful thing. And, you know, Brockman, I know this brought you to tears when Paul Pierce finally got KG, Ray Allen to get that Celtics big three reunite. Awesome. Yeah, you know, and then we had Chris Webber showing up at a Michigan game for the first. How long, Rich? How long has it been since Webber? It's been 15, 20 years. Been a minute. So those were all great things to see. So thinking about that, I decided to dig in the big ass grab bag today, and I'm pulling this out. These are reunions that I want to see.
All right, let's see them.
Now, coming in at number five. Now, I've mentioned this TV show before. I don't know if you guys have ever watched it. I've mentioned it before on the show. This was a show that I loved, and it kind of filled that Entourage void when it came out originally, and that is How to Make It in America. I want to see How to Make It in America and HBO reunite because they only got two seasons. And if you don't know about the show, it was set in New York. It was gritty. It smelled like New York. It felt like New York. It was New York. You know when the HBO gray screen comes up, instead of all the buzzing, you know what you got when this came on? It was a cab honking his horn and somebody yelling for you to go F yourself. That's how New York, How to Make It America was. And it was Cam and Ben, who were played by Victor Rasuk and Brian Greenberg. They were two best friends trying to, you know, get a business started. They were on their grind. They tried to start Crisp Jeans, and then they started to have a t-shirt company, and all was well. And then HBO canceled the series after two seasons, you know, and it had Luis Guzman in it. If you know him, he was pushing Rasta Monster energy drinks. It had Lake Bell,
Kid Cudi, Eddie K. Thomas, even my brother Gerald Bunson appeared in this series, man. And I loved how to make it in America. Like I said, it was the kind of like the thing to take over for Entourage. It had the whole Entourage crew, Rich. Mark Wahlberg was a producer.
I love
Ian Edelman, Rob Weiss. New York.
God bless you. That's like maybe 50th on the list of 50 HBO shows I'd want to come back. But that's
You weren't into it. You had to be into it.
Okay.
Number four. This was a group who put out some beautiful music. Then all of a sudden they decide to go their separate ways. And then, you know, one of them found just incredible, actually two of them found incredible success, and I need to see them come back together, and that's the Fugees. All right, Pros, Wyclef, and L Boogie. You know, Blunted on Reality came out in 94. It gave us Vankit and Nappy Heads. If you remember that song, Del Tufo, Mona Lisa, Can I Get a Date on Friday? Then we got The Score, and that had Fuji Law, Ready or Not, No Woman, No Cry, and Killing Me Softly, right? Mm-hmm. Fuji's sold, I don't know, 22 million records together. And I did find out that they have reunited for a tour. They're actually going to be in L.A. on Sunday. I just found that out.
Wow.
But they haven't had an album since 1996. I want a Fuji's reunion album. The music needs it.
So you want to see the reunion, and you can actually see it Sunday?
Yeah, I'm saying get together for an album.
Oh,
just
do
a concert together. Wow. Yeah. All right, coming in at number three, I just mentioned this guy a little bit earlier, Chris Webber. We need to get him and Jill and Rose together. We need to reunite whole Fab Five. This is for the culture. I don't need to say anything more. What they did in the early mid 90s, how they changed basketball, they changed fashion. You don't want to get to a situation where, God forbid, something happens to one of them and they'll never have that chance to kind of bury that hatchet. We need the hatchet buried, Rich. We need the beef settled, cook the beef, put it all aside. We need Jalen and Chris back together.
Well, even Juwan Howard, when he was on, he was saying that when we played him the Weber soundbite, saying that he could see it happening, you know, KG and Ray Allen, if there's water underneath that bridge, let's go.
And they both seem to be, you know, they're very smart individuals, Rich. You can speak on it better than me. But, man, those two need to get back together, man. And, you know, what better place in the Rich Eisen Show for maybe that to happen one day is very all smart. I'm saying. Okay, coming in at number two, another basketball pairing that needs to happen. Charles Barkley, Michael Jordan. Whatever happened between these two, it's got to be buried. Somebody said something. He didn't like it. Whatever. Whatever it is, I don't care, man. We need Jordan and Barkley back together again. Yes. Like, that friendship can't end. And again, you don't want to get to the point in life where something happens and you can't reunite and you can't bury the beef. So, Charles and Mike, let's do that. And again, Rich, what better place for that to happen than, I don't know, maybe the Rich Eisen Show here on Peacock. Who knows? All right, coming in at number one. These two, you know, sometimes friendships end because of distance, right? Sometimes there's anger and resentment. Sometimes, you know, whatever. For every reason, we've all lost friendships, man. But this friendship, just for my own personal satisfaction, needs to come together again. Now, these two once had a tryst that went so long. Ashley Madison kind of went, where are these guys up to?
Where are we going?
They need to get back together, and that is my Uncle Jerry Jones and the Lombardi Trophy. That's his reunion that I need to see most. I haven't seen them together since 1995. I need this reunion. I need it for my mental health. I need it for my well-being. I need it for Cowboys Nation, Cowboys Against Everybody. The reunion that I most need to see is Uncle Jerry and the Lombardi Trophy. That was TJ's top five. Finish. And as always, I'm interested in what you have to say. Let's go.
Big finish.
You got us.
Yeah, you got me.
You got us on that one.
Big finish.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll
You're be here still all maintaining week. Social distance, just so you know, TJ. I just want to let you know.
Yeah, I'm way over here. You know.
No, the Lombardi Trophy.
Oh, shut up, Mike.
before we go, you know, I've been doing things against type lately that people might be so surprised, like my take on you know, not Coach keeping K. the elevator door open for people, you know, most people, you know, women and the elderly, I would do it. But for
what
some
about
dudes,
kids? You
no, so the chivalry is not dead is all I'm saying. Okay. But for dudes, no shot. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for you. Okay. I'm going to my floor. Get out of here.
That's kind of messed up.
But I understand if you close the doors on me, I get it. I would just like nod my head in approval. Like that Robert Redford gif. Like, I'm with you. You know, as you point out too, you know, Coach K, everybody's like, you know, wouldn't that be great cutting down the nets? And on behalf of, you know, I think the anti-Duke sentiment has been spearheaded by Big Cat. No question about
that. It's strong.
But at any rate, when the Jets lost out on Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins, I bet you there were a bunch of people thinking, you know, Rich is going to be pissed. Or, you know, rail like the Jets didn't do enough. Like, how did that happen? And I came on the air and I'm like, you know what? This is probably for the best. Probably for the best. Because the Jets didn't give up a first round pick for him. And I'm sure on its face, just on optics alone, it's just like, how the hell did they not do that? What, the fourth overall pick could be, you know, Sauce Gardner. 10th overall pick could be, what, Drake London, right? And none of them could be as impactful potentially as Tyreek Hill. Like, you draft Tyreek Hill 4th overall right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And I say, you know, no thanks. Let him go to Miami. Let him go. And you keep doing what you do. You got your own program here. And I don't think we're ready for him yet. I don't think, you know, somebody making $30 million a year who wants the ball, you know, when Zach Wilson is still trying to learn how to do this darn thing. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You watch the Dolphins go crush it and the Jets don't. And everyone's like, you know, I went against type. Hey, Jet fans, if you weren't listening to me, listen to Tyreek Hill. We had no shot at him. Period. This was Tyreek Hill yesterday in his introductory press conference in Miami.
How close was I? Who? The Jets? Nah, man. Look, man. It's a lot. I don't even want to get into all that. I knew I was going to pick Miami no matter what, man. Because, like I say, I'm basically from here, dog. I'm here all the time, man. Like, this is home.
Good. Let him go there.
And that's that.
Go. Go enjoy yourself, Tyreek. Good luck to you. You know what I'd want the Jets to do now? You go draft Sauce Gardner and put him on that guy.
Nice.
Let's.
Good luck, Sauce.
Go. I know.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah,
oh, I know. But guess what?
But Sauce is a G, though,
man. I met
Sauce
the kid for 30 seconds. That's it. 30 seconds. That's it. I met him for 30 seconds.
Sold.
Guy had no idea who the hell I was.
Oh, no.
That's okay. I don't care.
He gonna learn. He
it's
gonna
okay.
Learn.
No, whatever. I don't care. You know what? He's on Planet Sauce. There's Revis Island, and I want Planet Sauce, okay, where the worlds revolve around that planet.
Planet Sauce.
Okay? I want Planet Sauce.
That should be his Twitter name.
And I want him to go to New York, 4th overall, and cover one guy in particular, that guy. Might be a tough learning curve, but guess what?
Got to learn.
Let's go. Tyreek Hill didn't want to go to the Jets. Jets gave up, by the way, on the draft points chart, there's such a thing, a better package to the Chiefs. Yep. But Tyreek wanted no part of New York. But who? Jets? Huh. Well, okay. Let's keep doing what we're doing.
Sauce.
Get me Sauce.
Sauce. Get me the
Joe,
sauce.
Get me Sauce. And let's stir it up.
Sauce.
Let's stir it up, okay? Because on Planet Sauce, Sauce covers 100% of land and water. And Tyreek Hill, let's go. To me, that clinched it. Get me Sauce. That'll wrap it up for this fun week on The Rich Eisen Show. We'll wrap up the entire program on Peacock in a moment, but for our radio audience, we'll chat again Monday. Have a great March Madness Weekend Plus.